Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive and Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus and ask for you. Have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending to his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, we thank God for those of you listening to us at this 7 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time here in the United States. Once again, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's Sunday, and that means the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for our brother and sister to come on this air, once again, we thank God for those of you that are listening far and near. And we want to welcome those of you listening in the United Kingdom. Welcome to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. As well, we want to welcome others who are listening and have been listening. We thank God for you all. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're grateful to be able to be back on this air. There have been some difficulties, and we thank God for blessing Blog Talk to get the difficulties straightened out. And, hey, we're here. So we thank God for another blessed day, another opportunity to assemble together to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as given by the Lord through those who have chosen to deliver his message. Amen. Amen. And I want to also say, for those of you that are first-time listeners, and perhaps you're not, and I have failed to mention this in the past, the page you're listening to us on, you see a follow button, hit that button, and it will ask for your email information. And by doing that and giving your email information, what that means is that whenever we do a broadcast, you will be automatically alerted through your email. And so that's very helpful, because even though our standard time is to come on at 7 p.m. nightly, there have been times where we have to do an earlier broadcast. And so, therefore, if you would put your email information in there, then whenever we have to do one, you will be alerted. So, hey, hit that follow button, and so that you can be alerted to any times other than 7 p.m. where we have to do a broadcast. And there's sometimes we do two broadcasts a day. Like today, I done one earlier going on, and now this is the second one today that we're doing. What we're doing too, people, is that we're getting the word out as much as we can, because as I told you guys before, and not only me, others that have been on the broadcast, that there are going to come a time that they're going to try to deny us access. God bless you, brother. How you doing today?
Okay. God bless.
Amen. Another blessed day, brother. Another blessed day. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What you were saying, I just woke up 1 minute. You were saying something about the broadcast.
Well, I was letting the people know that, you know, we're coming with this broadcast as much as we can, because the day is going to come where they're going to try to deny the believers access to the Internet, to the TV, to the radio. And so while we have this opportunity now on the Internet, because I know it's not going to replace footwork, but as long as we have this opportunity over the Internet, the airwaves, we're taking advantage of it now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we've been hindered by either a mechanical problem or technical problems for this what is over 2 weeks now.
Right.
And it could be, as some would say, that it was just a technical breakdown or network technology problem. But finally, we have to fight diligently to maintain our freedom, our religious freedom in this nation. And America, UA seem to be losing its grips and seem to be being influenced by socialism, and who wants our nation, America, to become a socialist nation. And so we're looking at the downdraft of losing the freedom and liberty that has been our blessing as a nation who has a democratic government, which has allowed us to have a constitution with freedom. And one of those freedom that was guaranteed as a citizen in the United States is constitution that were about our religious freedom. And so far we see that they are drafting laws, people who control behind the government, seeking through Satan influence to change the foundation of our nation, America. Freedom, liberty, and justice, equality. And we see that while we have an opportunity in America to utilize the freedom and liberty, because if we do not use it for good, surely Satan will use it for evil.
Amen.
So we're living, we're living now in our nation, the United States being overtaken, and we see great confusion about powers that are seeking to change the absolute tide of America, being one of the greatest, if not the greatest Christian nation in the world. We are now seeing the changeover of the effects of powers, but evil, to control America's destiny and change its original reason for existence. That is to guarantee liberty, freedom, justice, equality to all. And so while we as a Christian nation at the forefront of nations now has become almost a socialist, idealistic nation, and communist and Marxism seem to be taking over our government and way of life. So we're looking at what we Bible-believing Christians call a satanic move to take and bring in one world government, one world money, financial system, one world religion, and a controlled socialist education system, which the Bible calls, or refer to as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the downdraft or the overthrow of nations who are free and call themselves Christians. So now let us Christians be aware of this and love even the citizens who in America once enjoyed certain freedoms will no longer enjoy them, because the powers of evil behind the evil of our government is seeking to overthrow and control. Now, while we're saying this, we see four things that have happened into America in these latter days that give us signs of a decaying nation of freedom and justice and a democracy. One of the signs of a sliding, overthrown, decaying nation is happened in 60-something, when a woman called O'Hare, Madeline O'Hare, to our own Supreme Court, got the Supreme Court to remove prayer from the schools. Prayer recognition of Jesus Christ as the sovereign head of our nation. This woman, whose satanic influence, atheism, finally got her way, get the Supreme Court to what we call separation of powers, removing prayer and Bible reading from our schools. Now, to most people, that don't mean very much. But to those that are spiritually inclined in Christ, we discern that was a very, very important victory that Satan won to bring in our nation away from its religious heresies. So the second thing we understand, the enemy of all enemies sought to bring in a control of birth. And so finally Satan, through his influence, got our government and senators and Congress to pass a law legally writing women the right to abort or kill their babies, not for justifiable reasons, but have the freedom to destroy a life that they gave birth in their womb and kill it, not because of any justifiable health reason or any life-threatening reason, but just because they decided that in getting impregnated or giving life, they didn't want the baby. They didn't want the inconvenience, you would call it. They had the right to destroy a life, unborn baby in their womb. That was another great victory of the downfall of our America and its way of life. Thirdly, we find out as America, the great and wonderful, beautiful and bountiful nation, lost and continued to lose its platform of Christian heritage. And it began to accept as normal and accept a law, a rule to allow same-sex marriage or union or whatever they call it, because nowhere in the scriptures or in common sense has God allowed or permit such an abomination which two men, male, are to marry, or two women have now legal right approved by this Christian nation, have two women to marry. Now, we're saying this, and many people are offended at this, and many people are offended that when a nation decides such things, you know that it's ready to be overthrown and be destroyed. So there's other things that are coming about. They are fighting now to take away your religious freedom as well as other freedoms to vote, the right to vote. In a democratic nation, we're losing our freedom to vote. Certain groups are seeking to overthrow America using legal congressional means taken to station in our government to take away our freedom of vote and power to vote. So anyway, I brought these few things in to let you know why we have to be vigilant and very diligent about maintaining our vote. If we do not vote and be silent in our nation or in as our rights as citizens, anyone that Satan wants to put in power, whether it's president, Congress, Senate, or any other area of judicial, legislative, Satan will place them in the faith of our nation. Before we know it, we will be a godless, anti-Christ, anti-Bible nation. So people be aware. Be alarmed. Fight to prayer and fasting, proclaiming to freedom and liberty to travailing, to voting, and praying that the Lord will not let our nation be turned over to the evil one, one world government, one religion, one system of money, to give power to the new government they're trying to bring into existence, that this nation will no longer be a free nation. So we want to mention this to you, because even our broadcasts and our liberty of privacy is being overcome. We are now being monitored on our radio, our phone, in our automobile, and everything that we do is under being monitored by government's powers. So let's be aware, even this broadcast is being monitored, even religious broadcasts, political broadcasts, so, and all social being monitored by the what we call the government of anti-Bible, anti-Christians monitoring. So let us be aware that we have to use this freedom to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and our right as free men and citizens, that we have to proclaim it, and not only proclaim it, but pray it and vote leaders in there and put leaders in office. For when the wicked rules, when the ungodly rule, the Bible says, when they sit in the seat of power and we allow ourselves to be silent, and wicked men and wicked women will take control because of the silence, and the people who call themselves patriots and sit back and allow Satan overthrow and bring in the one world government. If we be silent, and the Christians sit back and say, oh, we don't have no problem with politics. God's going to take care of everything. We don't have to do anything. God's in charge. That's how Satan take over, when men and women misunderstand the scriptures, thinking that they don't have to do anything to fight for their freedom and keep their freedom. And when people think they give up their rights as citizens in a nation, how do you think that Hitler came into power, Mussolini, and all these people came into power? When Satan put his people in all these governments, where people said, oh, well, we don't have to worry. God's going to take care of everything. He's in charge. This is the misunderstanding of good and women who think that they don't have to fight for their freedom. I don't understand. When you read the Bible, and it gets us a parallel and a pattern of how evil works. When you look at Israel, even God's chosen nation, we see how evil, wicked kings and judges and priests who Satan put in the power of Israel to overthrow God's purpose, that wicked men, wicked women, Ahab, Jezebel, unrighteous kings and judges sought to overthrow the freedom of Israel. Satan is in high places, in low places, in every place, that we leave an open door. So let us be diligently fight for freedom. This president election, now a lot of people do not understand, because they think that Christians or good men and women or citizens have to sit back and have no power to whether evil gets into power. Mm-hmm. When men and women are silent and do nothing, mm-hmm. evil will take its triumph victory. And if we do not stand up as the believers in Christ, mm-hmm. who think that they are not to participate in their government and who comes mm-hmm. into office, they misunderstand the Bible and the way of God. Yes. Every nation in this earth who lost its freedom through communism, Marxism, or whatever Hinduism, whether Islamism, it lost it because in many cases, men and women were asleep, that evil was arising. So America, read and look at your Bible and look at all the kings that were came into power in Israel and see yeah. what happened when they did not stand and participate in their government. But God raised up the government of his kingdom in Israel, and he rose up righteous men like King David and Joshua and Moses to fight for their freedom yeah. and their liberty. We have the right, and we think foolishly that all we have to do is say, God's going to take care of everything. We don't have to do anything. What such foolishness. Good men, ignorant of how they lose their freedom, and the next thing they behind themselves in jail or with their head cut off because they exalt their right to declare their religious freedom. Look at the nations around this world who forbid the Bible, who forbid the preaching of the gospel. And if you find that one-third of the nations of the earth refuse and under control of tyrants and dictators who say, we don't want no preaching and no Bible and no Jesus and no gospel, and if you bring it here, we're going to cut your head off and put you in prison. Right now, over the world, in many nations, people are being monitored, and killed because of blaming the Bible and the gospel. And America is making sure you don't know about it because they refuse to put it in the news. So you look on the 6 o'clock news, you're not going to hear it very little about how many people are being killed, martyred, in prison, and burned because they dared to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring the Bible to that nation. So let's not be blind and let's not be silent. John the Baptist cried out in his day of ministry, and he cried against the evil control and of the wicked king. And because he cried out against the evil in his day, John the Baptist had his head cut off by the ruling power. And know the truth that we're living in the end of this age when Satan's seeking to make his move to overthrow every nation and bring his own power and his own plan to control the world. But the righteous in Christ and those good men and women who want their freedom must fight for it. If they don't fight spiritually, they don't fight through government, they don't fight through the courts, if they don't fight for their liberty and freedom, they will surely lose it. How do you think America became a great nation? It had to fight for its freedom. Its revolution was against the evil power, the colonial power that controlled. They sought for freedom and liberty to create a nation and found a land. And if they didn't fight, if they didn't put up a fight, if they didn't put up a battle against evil, evil would have overthrown George Washington. And he was raised up. He had to fight in the Revolution War. Freedom and liberty comes with a cost of your blood. And if you don't dare to stand up, you don't have to use evil methods like they did in January 6th, 2021, I think. In January 6th, they sought to overthrow the government. To overthrow our nation. Those people did not know. Many of them were blind and deceived when they took the acts of evil and wicks of darkness to overthrow our government. This was the sign of the end. The sign of the end. So let us look and behold that the devil is using every method, every part of our life to take control, not only of our personal life, our family life, our government life, our social life, our business, our education, is under attack. Your children are being taught in public schools that it's okay to transsexual, have operations to change your sex from male to female. This evil is now in our education system. And soon, to AI, cloning and artificial intelligence, the mark of the beast will have its place finally, and we'll be faced with the loss of our freedom of what and who we can worship. So let's be aware. Oh, good evening, beloved. We haven't heard your voice. So how y'all doing?
Amen.
Doing good.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, glad to hear y'all voices again at the beginning of this new year, what they call the beginning of another season, 12 months. So we are blessed. I'm glad to hear you guys are still on the top side of the earth so we can rejoice to our Lord. We are still here, and we still want to fight for our freedom and liberty. We don't have to use evil, wicked, ungodly ways of violence if necessary, but we do have to have a military. Do you know the reason? Do you know why a nation has to have a military? Do you know why a nation has to have police?
Yes.
Why it's necessary for a nation, a civilized so-called lawful nation, have powers of militia and police? What's the reason for us to having a army, a military, or a police system, or a judicial system? What's the reason you think we have to have?
To protect our rights and our freedom.
Okay. What's the importance of having a good justice system, a police system, and a military?
To have some type of a control.
See, most people, when a nation comes into bondage, and you can go around the world today and start way back, when they lose their rights and freedom individually to pursue their own dreams, visions, and opportunities, when they lose that, tyrants rule.
Why
do you think dictators and tyrants get into power? Because they think half of those people, one-third of them, if they're Christians, think that God is going to take care of everything. We don't have to do anything. What do you think would happen if tomorrow we had no more police?
It would take over. Put everybody under control, and then slavery. Slavery of people.
Now, I know we have flaws in everything, flaws in the system. In every area, you would always have flaws and injustice in some areas. But tomorrow, just tomorrow, say, okay, we don't need the police no more. God's going to take care of everything.
That's going to...
Okay, Brother Nate, tomorrow, if they're coming up with a law that, well, we don't need no army, we don't need no military, we don't need no Air Force, no Navy anymore, let's go to bed. God's going to take care of us. He's in charge.
Go to bed. But I don't know how many people in your house.
That's right.
Devil will take over completely.
We don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything. We have no. We have to not participate in freedom or liberty or protect. All we have to do is lay down. God's gonna take care and go to sleep.
Well, I would say first of all, when you say we don't have to do anything, God's going to take care of everything, the devil has planted that seed right there in your mind.
Misinformation. Misinformation. Christians misunderstanding their place in society as well as goodness. Why do you think God raised up Israel, but Israel had an army?
Yes.
Why do you think Israel had to have an army? Since they were God's chosen elect people, why did God need a law to govern them? A civil law, a governmental law, a social law. And why did Almighty God told them they had to fight against their enemies? Physical battle. Physical military battle. Why did David have to fight against the Philistines? Why didn't he just sit back? No problem. We're God's elect. We don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What if Joshua had to fight against God's enemy?
Mm-hmm.
What didn't he not raise up an army to defend their liberty and their freedom? Why did they have to do that? God, Jehovah, had said, we just go to sleep, go to bed. He's in charge, and we don't have to participate and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say, when Adam sinned and gave the power of Satan, do you know when Adam sinned, he turned the power of dominion over to Satan?
Amen.
In the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was given dominion and rulership in the earth, in paradise. He was given dominion and rulership. But when he sinned, rebelled, he gave authority, dominion to who? Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan planted himself in all the earth and in all governments.
True enough.
Amen.
We are living in a sign in our government, not only in our government, in every phase, business world, financial world, religious world, social world, educational world, entertainment world, where you see Satan with your own eye at work. Can you see Satan at work in your government, your federal, state, civil, social, business, educational, entertainment? Can you see Satan in all these spheres? Can anyone discern Satan and in these areas?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Really?
Amen.
No. You don't see no evil. There's no evil in none of these spirits. Satan is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this next presidential election is going to determine and affect every person on this earth and in America, because it is going to be influenced and is being influenced.
Mm-hmm.
The same way Satan planted evil men and evil kings in Israel to take away their liberty to worship the one true God, Jehovah, and bring them in idolatry, that Satan would influence King, what's his name? Ahab. To take over Israel. How did he influence the kingdom of Israel when Miss Jezebel? And she married one of the kings of Israel, this witch.
Man.
She was a prince of witch. Her father was the king of witchcraft. And this king of Israel married a witch, an idolatry queen. So it has been sown in our government. I see the same thing in America government.
Sure enough.
In the religious world, in the business world, in the education world. Can you see and discern that? If you can, you sleep.
Amen.
You sleep. America, you sleep. Most of it sleep.
Yes.
This election is going to be the most crucial election that has been in the United States for 100 years.
Amen.
Do you know where it's leading to? Well, you'll soon see. Well, anyway, pray that the Lord's will and what God would desire to do, because the authority of rather evil rules in the earth is left up basically to the Christians, the Bible believing Christians.
So true.
They have the deciding vote in the earth whether Satan will rule. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
They have the authority, the only real authority. other good men and women who are not Christians, they still have certain authority about what rules in the earth. But primarily, the Christian, Bible-believing, born-again Christian, has the authority and dominion and power to stop evil.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I get an old man or amen?
Amen.
Got an amen, brother. Got an amen.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Amen. Before we start our prayer, beloved, I'm glad to hear y'all on this new year. 2024 is a earth-shaking change year. But the most important thing to 2024, as we saw and was talking about it in 21 and 20, Brother Nate was discussing the prophetic events that would take place in the world. We were discussing some of these things in 2020 and 2019. But 2023, as I was going in 2022, I was led about certain things going to happen in 2023. And then when 2024 was coming, there was going to be a drastic worldwide changing, a shifting of what's going on controlling about nations and government and the way of life. When 2024, but one of the most important things, there's going to be a shaking, a shifting around the world of the direction and the rulership. And there's going to be a turbulence in the physical when and God's going to allow the environment of shifting that is going to be terrible waves, volcanoes, increasing of famine, of tornadoes and waves going to increase as a sign around the world. Famine was taken, even coming to America. Now, these were because the Lord was letting the earth and the environment to rebel against the evil. So God would allow the earth and the environment to rebel against the evil.
Yeah.
Now listen. But at the same time, this is going to be beginning of the greatest time for the Christian, because a great, and he was saying this in 2021, 2020, that 24 was, this year is going to become the rising of his people and the shaping of the Christian world, where they're going to begin to have the greatest victory, beginning to have the greatest victory in 2024, the greatest beginning of the greatest outpouring of the Spirit is going to move in 2024, and God's going to be restored. Now, he was telling us and showing us in 2020, Brother Nate and I was governing, Brother Robert was governing in 2019, that this move of God, this great move of the hand of the Lord was going to be shown in 2024. It's going to begin to rise. Even the Church of Christ was going to put on its better glory, that God was going to move his right hand in the midst of all of this chaos and confusion and darkness, that the Lord will reveal himself and begin to move mightily in the earth.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So we can lift up our heads in the midst of this chaos, confusion.
Yes,
we're going to see the glory. As I said, we're going to see the glory. Begin to see the glory.
Hallelujah.
I said we're going to begin to see the glory.
Hallelujah.
I said we're going to begin to see the glory of God move.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Been on us when we're discussing this in 2019 and 20. This year, we're going to see the restoration and restitution that God was talking about through Elijah begin to take a shape.
Yeah.
A form where people are going to recognize, because God's going to raise up a new people that's going to be visible.
You told glory.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Anybody say glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory. Glory, glory.
Glory. Glory to the Lamb.
Glory.
Bring it about, Lord.
Yes.
Do it, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus,
yes.
Do it. Bring it about.
Yes.
Do it, Lord.
Bring it about.
I want to participate. I want to be part of it, Lord. I want to participate.
Yes.
I want to be a part,
yes,
of what you're doing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Wonderful work. Wonderful work,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift up the banner. Lift up the banner. Lift up the banner. Lift up the standard of God. Lift up the banner. Persevere. Persevere. Persevere.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. On that way, the moment we said on Friday, over 2 weeks ago on that Thursday, that we are going to have special prayer on Friday,
mm-hmm,
particularly. And that Thursday, Brother Nate and I was talking over 2 weeks ago on that Thursday, and we're supposed to start this special prayer interventions day, which is will be on Friday. All of a sudden, everything begins, boom.
Amen.
And
that's
what,
yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Glory. I don't know whether the devil got good ears, but he sure would seem to have good ears and good eyes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But anyway, because we do not give up.
Amen.
Because the enemy shows his hand, we don't give up because the giants are in the land. Joshua, because he saw the giants, 10 other spies that they gave up. But there were two spies of Israel, Joshua and Caleb, said, no, I don't care nothing about the giants in the land. I don't care, look like it looks hopeless and look like we are losers and going to lose. But Joshua and Caleb declared, we are well able.
Amen.
So no matter what the devil do, we can persevere.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We will persevere.
Yes,
God will prevail. His people will prevail against the gates of hell. Satan is going to get two black eyes, not one, but Satan's going to get his knees hit, his feet stepped on. The sword is going to pierce him through and through. There is a people the Lord has preserved for this hour. There is a people he has preserved for this hour.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Honor
Thank
and
you.
Glory.
Glory, Thank glory, glory.
Honor and glory. So take courage, yes, beloved, because in the message,
hallelujah,
the angel message, he says in 89:14-15, take courage. Take new courage. Take new courage.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Take on new faith.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
There's more than what we received the last year. God's got more. God got much
yes,
more.
Lord.
Yes,
when
Lord.
We began, when we began, we received, but now he got much more and much more.
Yes,
thank
much,
you, Jesus.
Much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. So take new courage, new faith.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I thought I would say these few things because before the dawning of a new day, there's always great darkness. Before there are new things about to be in the earth, there's great darkness and chaos to make us give up.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
but
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, God, we got people that don't
hallelujah,
give up, Brother Nate.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We got an army that won't give up and give in when the devil show up.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Listen,
Thank
we don't have to worship man.
You.
We give honor to Jesus. But when you
yes,
got a servant
Jesus.
That's standing in the midst, you ought to recognize, like Brother Nate,
yes.
and he's a warrior that don't give up. And he's
Amen.
Had many many attacks from the enemy, but he still is mine.
Yes.
And I appreciate my brother. And I'm just appreciate that he stands and withstands. So I appreciate his faith.
Lord. Yes.
And his
diligence.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The angel messenger said many will fall on the left and on the right.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He said many will come and go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Many will come and go to this work, through this work. Many will fall on the right and on the left. He didn't say a few. He said many.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But we don't have to be among the many.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And those that fall, reach out and try to lift them up.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When you see your Christian brothers and the covenant believers, we are to show brotherly love this year like never before, and let brotherly love for all faith-believing Christians. We are to reach down and help them.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Show brotherly love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just to the people in this world. Not in your own world. That's God's work don't work just in your special group. Love works outside of your group. It reaches out to all people, and especially our brothers in Christ in other areas of Christianity. Brother love
feeds
your group or your church group. Love is not contained in a group, not the love of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So wherever you see a person struggling, or a Christian who needs your help, or fallen, or weak, reach out. Reach out.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And strengthen them and pull them up.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And pick them up in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and renew
Lord.
Them.
Yes.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Renew them.
Yes,
because
Lord.
We're in this battle against evil and against Satan.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Unless we stand together.
Yes.
Lord.
So I just thought I'd mention that this is a year of great restoration of his people.
Yes.
Sickness, disease,
Hallelujah.
Oppression, fear. You're going to see a mighty deliverance beginning.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The broken places, he said the breaches, the people
Lord.
That have been broken and wounded, have been oppressed and sick.
Lord,
you're going to see the miraculous hand of God began.
Yes, Lord.
Thanks.
Yes, Lord.
The supernatural miracle. It's been upon me for the last 3 or 4 years, and now it's the beginning. When you go into this year, you're going to see what restoration, and the healing of the breach will begin
Lord
in the midst of all
Hallelujah.
This darkness and evil.
Thank you, Jesus.
His hand is going to be manifest.
Yes, Lord.
And to be manifest.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Okay,
thank you.
Misty.
Thank
I just
you,
want
Chief.
To greet y'all and
say
hello.
Yes.
And have a blessed,
thank you,
hopeful year of life to your family,
you.
To your husband, wives, and your children.
Yes.
And
thank
to
you,
building
Lord.
Up and to build
thank
up Zion.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Building
Amen.
Up Zion.
Amen.
I can't get this out of my spirit. This is going to be a beginning of a supernatural building, restoring, healing.
Yes, Lord.
Begin.
Thank you,
more
Lord.
In this year at the beginning and going through to new victory.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Let love
you.
Do its
thank
perfect
you.
Work.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Lord.
Now, I want to say this, and I'm taking this time up, because the special prayer of intercession and warfare and prevailing that we desire to start, especially on the Fridays. I don't know whether it might continue to Friday and Saturday, but I know it's going to we're going to start on that Friday particular.
Amen.
If you're all in agreement.
Amen. Amen.
And on this special prayer, everyone will be sort of a leader, because on this prayer, the Lord may give you a particular area that we are going to pray about. Don't be scared. Yeah. I'm not into that thing. I'm the boss and all that stuff. I'm here to navigate. All I'm doing is navigate. I don't want to be feel like that you can't hear God for yourself. And say, today, the Lord has put in my heart that we should pray and intervene about this nation, or this family, or this province. So during this particular prayer, don't sit back and be afraid to say, today, I feel that perhaps God wants us to intervene about this. So don't be silent. Don't get into that silent mode. We're not down in independence where you can't say nothing, okay?
Amen.
I don't take that back, but I'm not trying to despair against nobody. What I'm saying, you do have the liberty and freedom on this prayer. Whether you're a man or woman, a male or female, you ain't got to be no holy priesthood to get in touch with God. Do you know you ain't got to be no priesthood to get in touch with God or hear from God?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Any of Jesus' children can hear from him. They can go to the throne of grace. In the New Testament, women, the whole body of Christ, our children, can go directly to the throne of God. Now, don't confuse me. I'm not saying that we disrespect the priesthood or those in authority or anything like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying everyone that's a covenant born-again child is a son or daughter and can go straight to the throne of God. They have the liberty and freedom, whether they're male or female, to approach the throne of God, and they have the liberty to go straight to the throne of God. Now, because that liberty comes to us as a new birth, a new covenant Christian, in every part of the body of Christ, everyone in the body of Christ, have this liberty and the authority as a son, as a daughter, to approach the throne of grace.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And they can hear from God. They can hear directly from God in the Holy Spirit. So on the prayer, you may have sometimes direction, say, tonight or today, we need to focus on this area also. Mm-hmm. You have that freedom, okay? I'm just saying this so some of you think just because I'm navigating that you can't hear from God, and God said, well, let's go this way. I feel strongly that we should address and intercede for this. So I'm just saying this. You know, I don't want anybody to get locked down like they can't hear from God, and that men and the priesthood are the only one can hear from God. That's not really true.
Amen.
So anyway, as we engage this year, it's going to be typically the time that we have the area that Brother Nate is not going through the week, and he's going through declaring the gospel. We're going to focus on intercession, prayer, warfare, and declarations and decrees. Now, before we get off, when I was looking through the scriptures, and I'll say, what type of prayers did they pray? When you read the Bible, what type of prayers were they led to pray? When I went through the Bible, I found about 9 different types of prayer. And I was kind of a little surprised. I thought there's just about 5, and there's 5 basic types of prayer. But as I look at the scriptures and begin to, that Thursday, when I was sitting on the couch, it became to me that's almost about 9 different types of prayers. Do you recognize that? When you read through the Bible, and through Israel and God's dealing with his people, there's almost 9 different types of prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there?
Amen.
And I wrote in that verse, when I was sitting on the couch, I began to read, and I said, okay, let me write down these 5 different types of prayers. And as I began to read, and I said, wow, I'm missing a few more.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised at the different types of prayers. Prayer is a, do you know what prayer is? Communication with God. Prayer is not what we think. Prayer is direct communication with God.
Amen.
Prayer is a instrument of fellowship with God.
Amen.
But it's also, prayer is a tool and a weapon.
Yeah.
I said prayer is a tool and a weapon for the believer.
Amen.
It also gives you the right to have direct fellowship, direct communication with the living God. Now, most all people in the earth that are in a religion are praying, but all people are not praying to the true and living God. This is the first thing that I get. Yeah, everybody is praying. Most people, they are praying, but not praying to, because they don't know the living God. So when they are praying, even though their heart is desirous of truth, they're not praying because they don't know the living God. They now don't know the God of Israel. So when you say praying, it's, you have to say, who are you praying to?
Amen.
This is the most important thing to praying to people. Well, I pray, but do you know him whom you're praying to?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Well, you know, I said, do you know him? Do he know you?
Amen.
For the prayer of the righteous availeth mercy, James said. Why do I say that in Israel? The prayer of the righteous prevaileth much.
Amen.
The prayer of the wicked is an abomination to him. Now, I didn't write it. Don't get mad at me. don't get upset with me because the scripture says the same. So we're saying that you have to have a connection to redemption, not just pray as a sinner, pray as one that has redeemed in Christ. You have a legal right to address your Father and get answers. So people need to understand that.
Amen.
The sincere, the honest, the faithful, the righteous, the honest in heart. Okay. As we end this night, I just want to thank God. And if, you know what gave me, when I was thinking about having this special Friday on Friday? Calling it love your neighbor. What does it mean? Through prayer, we demonstrating our love for all the nations. Loving our neighbor means loving all nations. So we're going to love our neighbor, and we're going to intercede because we love for our neighbor, which means loving all the nations of the earth.
Amen.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Amen.
Wow. Well, I appreciate y'all, and I'm glad. Thank you. Yeah, we got a little snow today and yesterday.
Ooh.
We appreciate the little snow we got for the last 2 days. We still got snow on the ground. It's not really, really deep, but it's enough. And it's saving for to have more tonight.
Wow.
So I just want to ship a little car load down at your brother Nate because he's missing snow. And so I just want
to him. Well, I tell you what, brother. Brother, just send me a picture of it. That's all I ask for. You got to send me a picture.
No. Brother, I'm not going to be selfish. I'm not going to be selfish. Yeah, I'm not. I'm not too selfish. I like to share. See, I like to share. I'm a sharer. Amen. Y'all Mississippi people need to live, you know, learn how y'all share that hot weather to us, so we're going to share with some cold with y'all. Okay, all right. Amen. I don't get no amen on that.
We'll send you guys
a picture.
We'll sell it for a picture.
Picture. You mean a glass picture pool, right? Okay, all right.
I said we'll send as a little snow too.
Okay.
Sister Vane gonna share too.
We're willing.
You will. Okay.
Willing.
All right. We'll share with our neighbor. The Bible says, "Share with your neighbor." So tomorrow, the Lord permit us. Meet together. So to all of your children, give them a big hug, them that would take a big hug. And so I believe God's going to church our children.
Yes.
And our neighbor's children. I believe this, that we're going to see a miracle, even to some of our family members. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to see a healing of the breaching and touching of them. And
yes,
reaching
Lord.
Out to even our children and our children to them. So let's look for a miracle. Let's believe
thank
for a miracle.
Amen.
Can we believe for a miracle, a super miracle?
Amen.
I heard from Brother 80 Secrets, yesterday, day before, Brother Secrets called me, which was a miracle, which I had been praying for. It's hard to get him, bro. Woo. And so he called me the other day. I said, who? Oh, Brother Eddie? Goodness gracious. So let's remember the people of God as we close tonight.
Amen.
Wants us to get in touch with him.
Mm-hmm.
So be blessed, everyone. Tomorrow night, the Lord permit us. God take you and keep you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you all and keep you in Jesus' name. And as my brother said, until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless.
God bless.
God bless everyone.